Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Dear Ireland's classic hits radio, I wonder if you can help. I think I've made a terrible mistake. My teenager starts secondary school next week and we're after enrolling her in the best school in the area, but it's an all-girls convent school. I'm not religious at all, so that's not even the problem. The issue is I just know in my heart that single-sex schools are wrong. I felt pressure from my mother-in-law because a single-sex is a better school in general, but truthfully, I don't want my daughter going there. I went to a co-ed and it seems totally unnatural to me to put my daughter in some backwards, holy moly single-sex situation. Not my words. How will she know how to compete with aggressive males in workplaces? It's beyond weird to me. I should have listened to my gut. I don't know how to get out of this now. What should I do? Am I overreacting? It just seems wrong to me. Please help, Bridge. What do you think? Are single-sex schools backwards? Are they the way to go? We would love to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp 087 188 0008. We have Jane on the line now. Jane, thank you for joining us. Are you there, Jane?
Tina.
Oh, Jane? Okay, Tina?
Hi.
Oh, sorry, Tina. How are you?
Not at all, you're grand.
Thank you for joining us. What do you think? Did you hear that email?
Oh, I heard what you just said, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, the only thing I didn't like it was about how she's going to deal with aggressive males in the future, for starters.
Why don't you like that line? Why is that the line that stood out?
I went to a mixed school, and that certainly doesn't teach you how to go up against aggressive males. Believe me, there's aggressive females as well, and some of the fucking teachers, some of the teachers were too.
Yeah.
I went to a mixed school.
Mm-hmm. Here
I
in
went
Dublin?
To a mixed secondary school in Galway.
In Galway, yeah. And how was that experience?
School is school.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in primary school, it was all girls.
Oh, really?
Okay? It was. In primary school for me, it was all girls. Like, we had a girls' school and then we had a boys' school, which was literally just over the wall.
Yeah.
And like, just because we were separated from the boys at that age, we weren't just like drooling over the wall at boys or anything like that. We hadn't even gotten to know ourselves at that age. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the scariest thing for me going into secondary school was the fact that it was so much larger.
Yeah. So many people. Yeah.
My eyes weren't seeing, oh my God, there's boys in this school. Oh my God, that's nuts. It was the fact, I was overwhelmed at how large the school was in general in comparison.
Yeah.
So, like, kids don't think that way. It's because we grow into adulthood, then our hormones aren't kicking in first year of school. There's nothing wrong.
Tina, I've been around some 12-year-olds and the hormones are definitely kicking in.
Nowadays, they know everything.
But you know what?
You know what I mean?
But that's also assuming that we're going down a binary route. You know, there are females and males in same-sex schools who are attracted to the males and the females. So what are you going to do then?
Well, put it this way, I have a gay daughter.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee a school with no influence on her whatsoever. So let it be an all-girls school, a mixed, whatever. You know what I mean? Your hormones kick in, I suppose, when you're what, maybe 13, 14, 15.
But do you think I don't know about the hormones being that relevant. You know, I have heard people talk about that. Even if the hormones are kicking in at 12, I'm thinking about me at 12 and, yeah, all the Hollywood posters I had up on the wall and Johnny Depp and how crazy, he's maybe not the one to be going crazy over now. But, you know, the hormones were kicking in. But there was an interesting point that Bridge actually said in there. And I know you said, you know, we don't like that whole line about the aggressive males in the workplace. So I'm going to take that out and just say, our world doesn't consist of girls go over here, boys go over there.
Exactly.
If you put them in separate schools, how will they learn to actually interact? So when they do go into the workplace, how will they know to, you know, interact with someone from the opposite sex?
Oh, well, before they go into the workplace, there'll be kids' discos.
Yeah.
And hello.
Yeah.
There'll be kids' discos at 12 and 13. You know, or I have kids from 32 down to 10.
Yeah.
And they all went to these. Like, my 10-year-old boy is here beside me and he's in a mixed class now, in fairness. How many are in your class? 26.
Oh, wow,
and
that's
how many
a big
girls
class.
Are in your class? See, there's 20 boys to 6 girls in my baby class.
Wow. And would he, so he's 10, so he's still in primary school, right?
Yes.
So when he goes to secondary school, would he, not your decision now, his decision, would he prefer to go to a single-sex school or to a mixed school?
Well, let's ask him now.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to go to a single-sex school or a mixed? Would it bother you? Like, no. You see, this is the point. He doesn't care. Why? Because he was in a mixed primary school from the get-go.
It shouldn't even be an issue. How would he feel, though, if you were to turn around to him, and this is what happened with our emailer, Breege,
right.
that she sent her daughter, well, she is sending her daughter to a single-sex school. If you were to say to him, do you know what? We're taking you out of the mixed school and we are putting you into a single-sex school. How
right.
would he take that?
How would you feel about going into secondary school just to all boys? He wouldn't really care.
Oh, okay.
See? Do you know what? You see, children, this is a mistake we make with kids.
Yeah.
They're small people. They're not stupid. They have minds of their own.
Yeah.
And this little boy here that I adore deeply, you know what I'm saying? He's mature enough.
Yeah.
He understands completely, total comprehension of what I'm asking him.
Yeah,
and
of course.
He's like totally... Because he was brought up that way. So he's just like totally blasé. Ah, whatever will be, will be.
Yeah.
And that's a great attitude to have. There shouldn't be this thing. I don't understand the thing of, like, what serves the purpose of, like, my brother, Porik, my older brother, he went to an all-boys school.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the base and it was all boys.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of girls that went to all-girls school.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter.
In the grand scheme of things. I went to an all-girls school. And,
right. So, how was your experience?
And it was a convent school. And
ew, worse.
and I did look. I made some great friends there. I made more of my friends in actual college than I did in high school. But I would have preferred a co-ed school because boys, even though you have the discos, and even though, like, do you want me to give you a story of what happened when I was in third year? We were in English class and the teacher had just taken us to see Dead Poets Society, and there's a scene, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a scene where the teacher, Robin Williams, plays and he asks his students to stand up on a table because you see things differently when you stand on a table. So I stood on that table and I went, oh my gosh, Mr. Kelso, you do see things differently. There are boys in our schoolyard, and we all went crazy. So then at that stage, the English class was well and truly over, right? He couldn't get us back under control. But I just think even if you have that, you know, those mixes and stuff, it's not a resemblance on society. I think a mixed school is a better way for kids to adapt
Absolutely.
To that. I don't know. What do you think?
For socialising skills.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're in school long enough. They have that maybe... 15 minutes in the morning to mix and maybe that half an hour at 1 o'clock
yeah.
and maybe 10 minutes before they leave school. But like, it's like single school, they get on a bus. There's boys and girls on the bus. There's boys and girls. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's so old hat. I really do.
But the problem is, how do we change it? Because now I'm advocating for myself, Tina. I'm going to tell you a bit about myself. I have a daughter who is starting, and we looked at all of the schools in the area, and like Breege, the best school for my daughter was the single sex school, not because it was single sex, but because the ethos and the subjects they offer and how they treat students. So I am going to start, and they're probably not going to like me, but I'm going to start campaigning to make that school a mixed school, because I think if there were boys in there, if there were all genders in there, I think it'd be a better place, a better representation of our world.
Put it this way, your child is born the way your child is born, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The most nurturing years of your child's life are from 0 to 3. 0 to 3. They are the most nurturing years of your child's life. And when they go into a school, let it be all girls, all boys, academically, it's not going to matter. Whatever way their brain is the way their brain is. Whether they're with boys or girls, it's not going to make any difference.
But your preference...
Let it be the grades.
Mm-hmm.
Of the school, say 85% of that school are getting A's at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm thinking there is, like, in school, to be honest with you, and you're not going to like this, what I think school teaches children when they're, it's, for starters, it's a big competition. If you're, when you go into secondary school, if you're susceptible to getting D's, you're mm-hmm. going to be stuck in, we'll say, 1G4. Like, I was 12th overall. Overall, going into Monaghan School, which was mixed, which meant I was put into 1G1. I was put into 1G1 with maybe 30 other kids. Don't mind boys or girls, but 30 other kids that were all susceptible to getting A grades. By the time I was in third year, I was fifth worst in my class. And I'll tell you why. Because it bored me. All they taught me was how to memorise stuff that had nothing to do with my life from the time I left secondary school. That's what I think. So boys and girls don't matter. Not every child is going to be academic. And what I find with schools, what I'd be more interested in where my children are concerned is their mental health. But they don't give. They don't care so much about their children. And they make everything a competition. And I don't think that's fair.
In fairness, Tina, because I have a daughter going into first year this year, I did go around to a lot of the schools. And in fairness to them, mental health is high on their priority list.
They say it is.
Well, I hope it is.
They say it is. But they will still, like, they will favour. I've seen it myself because the school I was in, some of the children that were in my class, and I'm not going to go name drop or anything.
So you
like
were
that.
Teaching. Tina, were you a teacher?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
The girls that were in my class and some of the lads, their parents in this particular school were teachers.
Yeah.
And they will always favour the A graders. You see it. I seen it.
I don't know. I was a teacher for a little bit, and I didn't favour the A graders. Everyone, like, I think
but you see, this is why more schools should have teachers like you then.
Oh, I don't know if the students would
but
agree
they
with
do.
That.
They make it a competition, and I think it's terrible.
Yeah. Well, look, I have to admit, things are changing. Tina, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck to. When does your little one start?
Oh, he's back the end of August, as he says, unfortunately, but I think he likes school secretively, don't I?
What class is he going into?
He's going into fifth.
He's going into fifth?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah. I might keep you on the line because we have another caller with us. Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Marion.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for calling in. What do you think about the conversation we're having today?
Well, I agree an awful lot with what Linda was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like that it doesn't matter to a large extent. It's down to kids and how they're raised within society. Personally speaking, I went to an all-girls school.
Mm-hmm.
And in my locality at that time, and I thought actually Linda might have gone to school in the 80s. But then she started listening out Grace and thought, oh my God, she was much later than I was. but I was in secondary school in the 80s. And we had all girls school and all boys school. And we had a vocational technical college.
Yeah.
And I found personally that when it came to dealing with the other sex at the time, we weren't taught anything about how to be able to react or interact or anything like that. And most of the single parents, single mothers, came out of the all-girls school.
Sorry. Marion, are you on speakerphone, though? I'm just finding it a bit hard.
I'm not on speakerphone,
Oh, yeah.
No.
Do you mind taking it off the speakerphone so we can hear
I'm
you?
I'm not on speakerphone.
Oh, you're not on speakerphone.
No.
Sorry, it's just a bit muffly. What were you saying there at the very end?
I was saying that most of the single mothers that came out of the secondary schools came from the all-girls school.
I don't know if we can base it on that, but can I give you...
No, all I'm saying was that there was, we say, in a mixed school.
Yeah.
Right, from what I can say now, looking back, was that we say boys and girls don't want other boys and girls talking about them are in a negative manner.
Yeah.
And so I think it's better.
What do you think about that, Tina?
About an all-girls school being better?
Yeah.
No, not being better.
Because actually, I have a text in here as well that says, I went to a mixed school and it was good for child development. Young people need to interact with the opposite sex for socialisation skills and to make friends. You agree with that, Tina?
Do you know what makes me laugh about it, right?
Go on.
To be honest, it shouldn't even be an issue because, I mean, like, if kids grow up with siblings, they have brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this thing of dividing them is going to achieve. Literally at all. What is it going to achieve? Like, how is it going to benefit girls all being in the one school, or not even benefit them, but even whatever the opposite of benefit them is, like all girls here, all boys there.
Marian,
like you see it when you go to a disco at 12 and all the girls, as you said earlier, all the girls are sitting on one side, all the boys are sitting on the other side, and they're afraid of their shite to make
all
a move. But you know what? That's all exciting times for kids, and as you said, their hormonal development and everything as well. And even when, like I went, as I said to you, to a mixed school, I would still, when I'd go out, be as shy as anything to even look at a boy crooked back then.
Well, Marian, do you find, like, we're going to take this out of the schools for a sec, do you find that sometimes happens when you have a party and for some reason, even though you know the men and you know the women and you know, like, there seems to be a separation. Why can't we all just mix? The men tend to go one way, the women tend to go another way.
I think it's just started off with nuns and priests.
I see it now, my niece and nephews, and they're going to secondary school. They're going to a mixed school.
Yeah.
And they have friends of both sexes. And it doesn't matter. They hang out. And there's no speculation. Oh, he fancies her. She fancies him. There's none of that. They're just friends.
But we also have to take into consideration.
When I was going to an all-girls school.
Yeah.
You were to hang out with some guys. Or vice versa. You were supposed to pretend to.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
it was a completely different entendre.
Yeah, and look, it's different times. We also have to take into consideration that, you know, it's no longer just binary. You know, there are a whole heap of different genders and the single-sex school may not cater for everybody.
I agree with you.
Like, personally speaking, I don't think it does. I do believe that the mixed school offers healthy competition, as well as the interaction and social skills.
Mm-hmm.
It offers them a hell of a lot more than single format schools do.
Mm. Well,
it gives that much more because, as I said, you also have peer pressure. Nobody's going to do anything that the rest of their classmates are going to be talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In this day and age, it doesn't make a difference, though.
Peer pressure in a more positive way as opposed to negative.
But do you know what creeps me out? And I'm being totally honest here, and I have six children, as I said, and I'll get it out there. I've got a gay brother and I've got a gay daughter.
Mm-hmm.
No, so I'm all for gays and straight, but I would like it, I would much prefer it if they left it at gay or straight. Nowadays,
It's America that has the world gone mad.
But it doesn't work that way. There's a whole spectrum.
Nowadays, kids have more letters after their name than doctors do, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well,
in some places in the States, they are actually, which is absolutely nuts, and this really boils my blood, that they are trying to take away the role of a parent. They're trying to ram down parents' necks that if you don't allow your child to be exactly what it wants to be, that they can actually take your child away from you. That's where it's getting creepy.
Well, it's not as basic as that. I think, you know, times have changed where people are.
People haven't.
They haven't. This is the thing. People haven't. They have.
It has always been there.
People have always felt different ways about themselves and, you know, gender was binary and non-binary.
But I'm all for gay or straight.
But why is it just
girls, fellas with fellas, but let it end at that. Let's not go crazy with this gender binary bullshit.
I don't
agree with
you. Like, the world is, by the way, progressing at a massive rate. on the contrary, it's actually going fucking mad. It's regressing at a rapid rate. Regressing at a rapid rate. That they're taking rights away from parents if you don't allow your... Next thing, the child will be slapping you in the face and you're supposed to just go, oh, don't hit me, love. That's ridiculous. The world's gone mad.
Tina, I think this is a great topic that we can explore a little later on in the week because I think it's great that, you know, we have become more progressive and that we are open and people can be who they want to be. But can we get back to the question just for a sec? What do you think about single-sex schools? I'm going to let you two have one final comment before we go to a break.
I'll end this on this with mine anyway. Mm-hmm. Look, as I said, all girls are all boys. It really doesn't matter because girls grow up with brothers, boys grow up with sisters. So that's all created. All that nurturing is done in the home. So if girls all go to girls' schools and boys all go to boys' schools, it shouldn't make a difference. But, I mean, mixed schools... I'm all up for them because, as I said, I went to one. It made no difference to me.
Tina,
you know?
Thank you very much and all the best.
It's lovely having you on the show. It's nice to hear a new voice.
Thank you and all the best to your son and to you as they all go back to school.
And to you and to that lovely lady
Marion.
That's talking there. Marion, my name is Tina, not Linda, but I love you anyway.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good evening. It's not Niall Boylan. It's me, Serena Bellissimo. And on tonight's show, we are talking about single-sex schools because we received an email from Breege who was asking, has she done the right thing? She basically enrolled her daughter into a single-sex school, but now that it's time to start, she's not sure if she's made the right decision. She wants your help. So if you could text in your responses 087-188-0008. We'll see what we can do to help her. Ross, are you here to help us?
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. Ross?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What do you think?
Well, I was in a mixed school and then I done 2 years in all-boys school then to do the Leaving Cert and that. And yeah, she's regretting enrolling her daughter, obviously, in an all-girls school, yeah?
Yeah, she is.
And she say, I didn't hear the email, I didn't catch it.
She was saying that she just feels like it's not natural to be in an environment where it's only one sex.
Okay, my wife went to an all-girls school and she thinks, no, it's not good because... you go out and you meet the boys and you don't know what to do or talk about, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's awkward, socially awkward. You know, and it's literally like, oh, you can't walk past the boy only. You're going to get pregnant off him, you know.
And what about yourself, Ross? What do you think of single-sex schools?
Well, like I said, I was only on for 2 years, but it's the education you're after at the end of the day, and I think with a single-sex school, there's not as much distraction.
Okay. Well, can I get you to hold there for a second, Ross?
Yeah.
Because I've just got Niamh on the line. Niamh, thank you so much for joining us. You're actually against single-sex schools.
Yeah, it's a personal experience, Serena, for me. My daughter started her secondary life in a single-sex school.
Yeah.
She was there until she was in... going into third year, she was horrifically bullied. It was a big issue in the school. I went to a single-sex school. There was a big issue with bullying. I mean, the girls were just bitches. And she moved then. We were very lucky. It was actually so serious, we actually had to move out of where we were living. We moved to a different part, a different county.
I'm sorry to hear that, Niamh.
Oh, no, not at all. It's a long time ago now. And we were very lucky. We got her into the secondary school here, a fabulous secondary school, co-ed. And she's completed a law degree. So it didn't affect her education. She was much more comfortable. There was no, she didn't come home like all chat about the boys. They were just lads. They were just her friends. I know when I was in secondary school, which was not today or yesterday, it was a long time ago. And like that other man's wife, we turned about 16, 17. We did not know what to do. We didn't know how to interact. We didn't know how to be. You know, they were like some, you know, and now this is back in the very early 90s, so it was a different Ireland, but they were like a mythical creature to us, you know.
That's
like,
actually the best description, a mythical creature.
Yeah, we weren't really allowed to see them. They were always kept at a distance, and then suddenly, you know, we came out of school, and, you know, I just find it a little bit odd, you know, we claim all single-sex schools, but yet we then put them into co-ed college.
Yeah.
They work in a co-ed environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men and women make up, you know, separate parts of the population. They're everywhere.
Yep.
And it's good to be, you know, my daughter found she had so many friends. And to that point, I refused point blank to put my younger son even into a single-sex primary. He's been co-ed all the way. He's going into second year now, same school she was in. And he's flying it. He's got friends of both genders, and they're just friends. There's no mess and there's no crap. It's just natural.
Can I ask you a question, Niamh? What do you think? You said that when your daughter left the single-sex school, she went to a co-ed school and the bullying stopped. What do you think the difference is? Can you pinpoint what was, like, is there a difference?
I think it was she... Maybe it was just, you know, and this is a very blunt answer, I think she just met a nicer group of people. You know, bullies by their very nature aren't very nice people. So maybe she was just very unlucky with the group of people she came across.
Yeah, could that happen in a co-ed school?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course it could. And I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
It's just, I've had her, she was in it since just at her junior cert, right up until the end. My little fella, oh God, you kill me for saying that, he's 14. He's not little anymore. My young,
he'll always be your little fella,
I
Niamh.
I know, I still call him my baby, and he's just a lucky kid for me. But, like, he's been in it for 2 years, and he would be almost a prime candidate for bullying. He's very shy, he's very quiet, he's big into his games. He doesn't push himself out there, but not a bother. He's just found his little tribe, and the school itself has absolute zero tolerance for bullying. They come down on it so hard. They will expel people over it, which the other school didn't do, wouldn't do.
In fairness to a lot of schools now, they really, you know, I was at those orientation days at a few schools, and bullying is high on their agenda, as is mental health. And it's
absolutely
great when kids go to school, it's not just about... Like, it's a holistic approach. Would you agree, Ross, that it is holistic now? And, you know, maybe that's why the single-sex school isn't great.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, my wife was in a, and she said you just mentioned, like, boys were mystical creatures. Like, there's an awful lot of social awkwardness there. But now, bullying, now, I was in... like I said, primary and up to fourth year.
Yeah.
I done fourth year. I was in a mixed school. Now, the bullying was shocking in a mixed school as well. All right, there was a lot more fights. Like, I was in an all-boys school then for 2 years, and the fights were minimal compared to the mixed school. That's just my experience. I'm not saying that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
But, I feel really bad that her daughter was bullied, but girls tend to be way meaner than boys. Boys punch the head off each other and it's done, you know.
Which isn't great either. Like,
I can see where you're coming from. Like I said, my wife doesn't think they're a great thing at all.
Are you surprised?
And they're a bit...
Sorry, go on.
Go ahead.
Are you surprised to hear that about one third of second level students attend same-sex schools in Ireland? Like, that's the highest in Europe.
Yeah, that's actually a bit. Every day is a school day. I didn't know that now till you said it.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know until my producer gave me the notes either.
Yeah. But when I was in the old boys' school, then it was awkward. You'd be meeting with the girls at lunchtime, and it was weird, all right. But sure, like I said, it wasn't really new to me, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't remember many bullying in the boys' school now, but yeah.
And Niamh,
maybe they are a bit old-fashioned, maybe they're a bit dated now. All right, you know what I mean? And yeah, it definitely is really good. Like,
when our children are going to secondary school, they'll be going to a mixed school.
So, really?
Oh, yeah.
And is that what they want?
Three daughters.
And
they're not bothered. But no, I'll be putting them into a mixed school because I do think it's the whole dynamic of it is better.
Yeah.
You know?
And
not be terrified of boys.
Yeah.
Like, girls are, you know, you're like, stay away from boys now. They'll get you in trouble. And that's what my wife said. She said that was drilled into them every day. Boys are trouble.
Yeah. No.
You know.
Well, how,
which is wrong.
How, Ross, how are the girls feeling about going back next week? Is that their day back?
Do you know what? They actually can't. They're looking forward to it. They enjoy school, which is good.
That's,
you know,
great.
Well, they're all, like, the oldest is 10, is 10, 6, and Stella's 3.5, so she's not really. But the 6-year-old and the 10-year-old, yeah, they can't wait to go back. But I hope they have that much enthusiasm in 5 years' time.
Well, listen, all of you enjoy that first day back. Niamh, is it the same in your house right now? Excitement about going back or dread?
No, he doesn't want to talk about it. But the bizarre thing is, in our town, we have three massive, in fact, the school my son goes to, I think it's the biggest secondary school in the country, one of them in the country anyway. But we don't have the option of a single-sex secondary school. There is a very large, two very large co-eds and an Educate Together secondary that's only new.
That's
brilliant. So we don't actually have the option.
Yeah.
So it's not, thankfully, an argument we ever have to think about. We only have to think about which of the two schools would be better for him. And, you know, and he was always going to go to the school she went to anyway.
Yeah.
Purely because he was going to get in, you know.
That's the
really
other problem,
hard.
Isn't it? The problem is, what school are they going to get into?
Oh, stop. It's a lot. It became a lottery down here. And we're not in Dublin. I mean, I live in Wexford.
Wow.
And it became a lottery. There was kids on. Now, there is, you know, obviously, as we all know, now, God, I'm not making any comment about them. They're all perfectly welcome. But we've a lot more young people to be educated in the country nowadays than we ever had before.
Yeah.
Especially last year, a huge influx of kids that need a school place. So that didn't help either. But it just became a point that in October there were still kids trying to get into a school, which is,
wow, you don't need that stress.
Disgrace.
Yeah, no, you don't need that stress. Well, look, you guys don't have that stress now. Good luck with the stress of trying to get them back to school. Thank you so much for joining
me. So different. Girls get along with each other.
Boys stand up for themselves.
Girls care.
Boys take what's theirs.
Boys won't listen.
All they want to do is talk.
They like to moon ya.
No, we don't.
I'd like to think we've changed since the Little Rascals came out, but we are talking about same-sex schools, and I'm thrilled that you guys are calling in with your opinions. Kate, thanks for joining us. You don't like same-sex schools. Hello, Kate? Or is that Jerry? Sorry.
Jerry here, yeah.
Sorry, Jerry.
I didn't get the sex change on that quick.
I'm mixing the phone lines up tonight. But Jerry, you went to a same-sex school. What was your experience like?
Well, first of all, it wasn't called that. It was called a regular school.
It was just a school that boys
school,
went to.
Yeah, there was no mention at that time of either sex. You know, what we had back then was, you know, either comprehensive school or, you know, boys' school, girls' school, that was all there was.
Yeah.
Christian Brothers was where I went, so there was no question of girls in class at all.
And how did you find that experience? Did you want girls in the class, or was it just something you didn't think about because it wasn't a thing back then?
We used to have great fun going up to the girls' school up in John Vianney, up in Kilmarnock, and kind of taunting the girls. We thought it was great crack to be standing aside when we were off and they weren't off. You know, the usual kind of boys thing.
Yeah.
But the girls were in the school separately to the boys. There was never really anything, you know, what's the word? There was never any friction. It was just the girls went to the girls' school and the boys went to the boys. And we never thought about it.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was fine. It was a good experience, I have to say. You know, I made most of my friends, which I still have now, 50 years later type of thing. So,
oh, wow.
You know, we must have done something right.
Yeah, well, I've got Kate on the line who doesn't feel the same way about same-sex schools. Kate, what do you think?
Hi. I was same-sex through, like, all the way through primary school and secondary school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all the way through?
All the way through since junior infant.
Wow.
Because, like, where we are, they were we are, there's about five secondary schools around us.
Yeah.
And one all girls, one all boys, and the others are mixed. But the same sex ones are, like, it's generally, for the last few years anyways, far better performing, like, exam-wise, and it's the leaving cert, which is obviously such an important thing,
mm-hmm.
like, super important. So to get into it, you went to the all-girls primary school first, and then you continued on, and yada yada. But I was lucky enough going through them that I never personally had anything too severe, but, like, girls are mean. Girls are mean. My little brother, like, I'm only out of school 3 years,
mm-hmm.
so I can't imagine it's changed too much in those 3 years, but my little brother's in an all-boys school still. And, like, I know some of us, I, like, you know the kids around you from, like, different sports, and, like, we're a big gal family, so we'd be around and all.
Yeah.
But when you look at the kids who are in all boys schools, all girls schools, it's just such a toxic environment. Like, girls schools, they're just so mean. Like, it's just, and then lads schools, they all just come out, I hate to say it, but, like, assholes. Whereas
Jerry, do you agree? Do you think that same-sex schools bring out the worst in both sexes?
No.
If there's no interaction with other genders?
No, I wouldn't have thought so at all, because, like, let's face it, in later life you mix with women, you mix with people of all sexes, and, you know, it doesn't crop up. In class, now, I can't speak from experience that I wasn't in a mixed sex school.
Yeah.
But I was in a boys' school with all boys, both primary and secondary, and there was very little friction. The only friction that was on, there was some bullies in class, as in any school, and there was some, you know, people who want to get on, do well for themselves, and they just carried on. The teachers were more of a problem for us than the pupils. Some of the teachers we had were extremely, vicious and, you know, frightening, what some of the things they did. They played games with their, you know, the punishment.
Wow.
What was the punishment? It was a game for a lot of the teachers.
Was that back in the day? Because you said it was about 50 years ago. So was that like...
I went to Artane School, which was the former industrial school. And
yeah.
we were the first class from the outside to be in the school when they opened it up to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So there was the remnants of, you know, the old regime there. And the Christian Brothers hadn't changed that much. They were all of a sudden faced with a big change that was the outside pupils coming in.
Yeah,
they had a run of the gauntlet with their discipline prior to that, and they carried it through to the ordinary student that came in. So it took a long time for them to adjust to all of a sudden these new pupils were not the pupils they'd just been teaching for years. They couldn't get away with as much. There was
yeah.
a lot of pupils stood up to them. There was a lot of, verbal abuse and physical abuse.
I'm so glad that times have changed. I'm going to ask Kate. I know you said you didn't love being in an all-girls school. Can I ask, though, because all the research says the same thing, and, like, I was in an all-girls school, and I don't, for me, it wasn't necessarily this way, but, you know, all the research says that academically girls do better. Did they do better in your school?
Oh, like, don't get me wrong. We were a very high-performing secondary school, like, and it's one thing that I do appreciate that I got from it.
But why is that? Why is that, Kate? Do you think if there was a boy in your classroom that it wouldn't be the same?
See, I think the reason we do, my school, I mean, did so well in terms of it was a very competitive environment.
Yeah.
Girls like to one-up each other. I don't think if a lad was there... Either way, I would have cared. You wanted to beat the girl sitting next to you.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting 80%, you were getting 90%.
So it's more about competition than anything else. And you could do that. You could do that with a boy, can't you? Be competitive.
Yeah, I'm a generally competitive person by nature, but I think there's just something about girls at the moment, anyways. It's very like you want to. It's not a lot of camaraderie. Now, I have, like, my best friends from school, but, like, I only found out a month before the leaving cert that the national average points weren't in the high 500s. Like, it was a place where if you weren't... Like, I go to college up in Letterkenny, and I'm from still there, so it's a bit of a trek, and it's a distance, whatever. But I said to my guidance counsellor, I was like, oh, I want to go to here. And she didn't know there was a college up there. Like, you, if you're not going to one of the top few Dublin colleges, no one cares.
And what are you doing at college? I'm just being nosy now.
Dietetics.
Oh, what's that?
By the end of it, I'll be a dietitian.
Oh, wow. And how are you finding it? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, I love it. It's brilliant. And you know what? One of the first things I noticed when I went in, it's completely half and half. Like, we're 25 and 25, boys and girls.
Yeah.
And a thing I noticed immediately was lads who had been in all lads' schools even, were more disruptive. You wanted the laugh, you wanted the mess. Girls who had been in all-girls school were more, like, easily agitated at someone messing, someone getting, like, torting and messing. Like, I know I was definitely, like, you don't mess when you're in class. Like, you don't do this, you don't do that. So I think it's something that, like, I had to unlearn, and people who were in mixed schools just immediately were like, oh, well, you know, you just get on with it, you kind of have a laugh and you move. Whereas, like, all lads, school lads were very, like, pushy, hardy, blah, blah, and all girls, two girls are very prim, very sort of, if this isn't straight and narrow and this is the way it's to be, then I can't do this, I can't focus.
Wow.
Because it's such a change in environment. Like, I had a really hard time when I first went up to be able to be around people who were messing so much in class.
Yeah. Well, I really love the point that you raise there. Can I keep you on the line for a sec? Because joining us on the other line is Graham, who's a teacher. Graham, welcome to the show. Hello,
Graham. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. So what school do you teach at? I don't need to know the name, but what?
I did teaching practice in an all-girls school.
And what did you think?
I think it just depends on the ethos of the school, really, to be honest, because I went to a mixed school.
Yeah.
And of course, like the gentleman there was saying, you know, you get bullying in all schools. There was quite a lot of it in the mixed school that I went to, and then the kind of the ethos changed in the school, mainly led by one or two teachers, and then that was adopted by the students, and we kind of all looked after each other. So I was kind of going into the girls' school thinking, oh God, you know, anything can happen here, because much like the lady there was saying, you know, highly competitive girls, being girls, you know, traditionally thinking that they're going to be all stabbing each other in the back and they're all going to be mean and whatnot. But to my delight, to be honest, the ethos of the school was that you achieve high grades by actually looking after each other, looking after yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, that you can be a high achiever by helping others and yourself rather than actually trying to drag each other down. And that seemed to be what worked brilliantly within the school. So I think that the sex of the school makes no difference, whether it's a mixed or single sex. But what's important is the ethos of the school. Now, perhaps... Mm-hmm. Perhaps there's the mentality previously of that the convents or the priesthood were over the single sex schools, and perhaps a lot of the older mentality of the teachers then was, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, and boys are bold and girls are bad and all this kind of stuff. But I do honestly think that's changing. It might be a slow process, and perhaps I just got very lucky. But I wouldn't put it down to any gender.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.